Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Nowadays, when you visit your Kroger store and ask if you can get Kroger Tender Ray Beef, the answer is always the same. You're regretfully told, sorry, but those famous fresh and tender Kroger Tender Ray Beef steaks and roasts are just not available now. But we have hopes that this won't happen many more times. Yes, soon we hope you can step up to the meat counter of your neighborhood Kroger store and buy all you want of delicious, fresh, and tender Kroger Tender Ray Beef. And that will be possible just as soon as top grades of grain-fattened cattle are available, because only those top grades are used for Kroger Tender Ray Beef. Then it's made naturally tender in just 3 days by the famous Kroger Tender Ray method. It's always fresh, because through Kroger's own Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging or loss of rich natural juices. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. And that's something to remember. Something else to keep in mind is this. Until the time Kroger Tender Ray beef is plentiful, Kroger will always provide you with beef whenever any is available. And your Kroger store will bring you the best beef that is available. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Because Freddie Lang has shown amazing ability as a pianist, Penny urged Professor Rogers, Freddie's uncle, to see if the university would accept Freddie as a special piano student. The professor did this, and successfully, but Freddie refused to accept the opportunity. It's the next day now, and Freddie reports for his first day of work at Jed Billings' office.
Hey! Hey! Where's everybody, huh? It's a great joint. The boss says be here at 9 o'clock. Oh, ho. Life in the old joint yet. The door opens.
Doing all that yelling up. Oh, it's you.
Yeah, it's me, Freddie Lang. I guess I'm supposed to know you, huh?
Well, I think you are. We've met. Well, only briefly, though. I'm Keith, Johnny Keith. We met at Penny Gibbs' house one night, remember?
Yeah, you're Keith, the rover boy.
The what?
Nothing. I didn't mean that. Just skip it.
Yeah, I think I better. Jed phoned me.
Jed? Who's Jed?
Mr. Billings. Oh, I forgot you don't know.
Yeah, I know who Jed is, all right, and okay, but... Well, I didn't think you'd call him by his first name, too, or are you some kind of privileged character here, too?
Well, I work here and have for some time, if that's what you mean, but... What do you mean, am I a privileged character here, too?
Oh, nothing, rover boy. Just skip it. Say, look, where do I hang my...
Your hat over there on the rack, but wait a minute.
Huh?
That's twice you've called me rover boy. What's the idea?
Nothing, fella. Just skip it.
No, I don't think I will skip it this time. You don't like me, do you?
Never thought about you enough to like you or dislike you. You're just a guy. Maybe more than, well, just a guy with Gibbsy. Once. But, not much now.
What do you mean?
Nothing, just skip it.
Skip it? No, I won't skip it. You're going to work here, I understand. I don't know what your duties are yet, but we'll both find out as soon as Jed... I mean, as soon as Mr. Billings gets here. But in
the... Now, look, you. You quit making a big thing out of the fact that you know the boss by his first name and I don't. I'm just starting here, see, but I start fast. You give me a week or two here and I'll have Mr. B offering me stock in the joint or making me a partner or something,
look,
see?
Look, you, get your coat off and go to work. I thought maybe you and I would start off as friends, if for no other reason but for Penny's sake. But I see now you want to be a little tough about things, so I'll be tough, too.
Cut it out, will you, rover boy? You ain't the type.
Oh, I'm not.
No.
Well, I did want to spare you this, but I think you've got it coming.
Spare me what? I got what coming?
This, future partner... Jed called me early this morning. He said he wouldn't be in till noon.
Oh, that. Well, that's great. I'll come back at noon.
You'll stay right where you are. And you'll take your coat off and roll up your sleeves.
Just what are you talking about?
Your first job here, big shot. Jed said to put you to work sweeping the floor in the drafting room.
Sweeping the floor? Me?
Yes, you, Mr. Lang. So take off your coat and roll up your sleeves. Drafting room floor is a mess. I've spent since 7 o'clock this morning making it that way.
Hey, that foot swing creaks. It needs oiling.
Oh, Johnny, you scared me.
That was a dirty trick. Such a beautiful evening, wasn't it? Sorry, Penny.
Skip it.
What'd you say?
Skip it.
Skip, yeah. That's what I was afraid you said. You know, it's a good thing I was going by. I wanted to talk to you.
About what?
That phrase, skip it. Penny, it's none of my business if Freddie Lang stays under the same...
Oh, so you've come to talk about Freddie. I thought you would.
Oh, you thought I would? Mm-hmm. Why?
He, told me what happened at the office today. Well, aren't you coming up on the porch?
Well, is it all right if I do?
You're invited. Officially, too.
Oh? Got to be official, or it isn't an invitation, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong? Freddie say I was rough on him?
No, Freddie just doesn't like you, that's all.
Sorry, I don't like him either.
Why not?
No, I take that back. I didn't mean it. I do like him. I just think he needs a few things knocked out of him, that's all. That's why I made him sweep floors today.
And polish brass, too, I understand.
Well, I had to, Penny. You think I was wrong in treating Freddie that way?
No. No, maybe not wrong, Johnny, but a little bit harsh.
Well, I don't entirely agree, but if you say so, okay. I'm sorry. I'll even apologize to Freddie. Is he around?
No, not just now. He went down to the store to get something for me. He'll be back soon.
Not too soon, I hope.
And just what do you mean by that?
Oh, I mean, why should I want him to hurry when... The longer he stays away, the longer I can sit here with you and talk about the quiet of the night and the brightness of the moonlight.
And that's enough of that, Johnny Keith.
Oh, you call me to a halt so soon?
I'd call you to a definite stop.
To stop?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we can still look and listen.
Johnny, look,
at the moon and stars. Of course, we won't be doing anything very original. The moon and stars are the subject of conversation whenever two people get together in the night. And the sounds of the night. The ones we can listen to now and hear so faintly in the distance. The sounds in the night and things...
John, please. We shouldn't sit here like this.
Why not? What are we doing?
Nothing. Nothing, but I can see the moon and the stars, too. And I can hear the soothing, quiet sounds of the night. And you know what they do to me. You know how they make me feel.
About me?
I don't think we should talk about it.
Penny, when are we going to put an end to this farce? When are we going to stop lying to ourselves about ourselves? When are we going to be honest and
we've
admit...
already been honest, Johnny. And we have admitted to ourselves that we've made a terrible mistake. An irreparable mistake.
It's not so, Penny. There's not a single wrong in the world that can't be righted.
With another wrong?
Whether it'll be wrong or right is only for us to decide. Penny, we know how we feel. We know what we once meant to each other and still do if we'd only admit it. What's the matter with us, Penny? Are we afraid of ourselves?
No, Johnny. No, we aren't afraid of ourselves. We're afraid of others, of hurting others. Burdening others with the same heartaches we've burdened ourselves. Johnny, let's not talk about it anymore.
Just drop the subject, you mean?
Just drop it.
All right. It's dropped.
Thanks, Johnny. You know, you haven't changed a bit in spite of everything that's happened. And, Johnny. Johnny, no matter what happens in the future, don't ever change.
Say, Freddie. Freddie Lang.
Huh? Who's calling me?
I am Freddie, Professor Rogers.
Oh, hi there, Prof. I'm sorry I ain't got the time to chin with you. I'm taking this package up to Gibson. She's waiting.
Oh,
Are you walking?
Yep. But only because I want to, see? Okay night, ain't it?
Mm-hmm. Certainly is. I'll walk with you. That is, if you don't mind.
Oh, I mind. But the sidewalks are free. You can walk along with me if you want to.
Thanks.
That's okay. Hey, Prof, tell me something, will you?
Hmm?
How come you ain't up at Gibbsy's putting in a pitch for yourself, huh?
Doing what?
I say, how come you ain't sitting on the porch with Gibbsy and finding out how you rate?
Oh. Well, I think I know how I rate, Freddy.
Ooh. Sort of sure of yourself, huh?
Well, rather sure that I don't rate with Miss Gibbs at all.
Oh, quit your kidding, will you, Prof? Well, you're number one with that dame.
You know Miss Gibbs pretty well, you think?
Mm-hmm. I know her like you know a book.
Mm-hmm.
She goes for you, Prof. But, help me, I don't know why.
Well, I'm sure I don't know either. If she does go for me.
Oh, and she does. Then I'm afraid it's just a flash in the pan.
Meaning?
Oh, she'll get over you when the novelty wears off. You know, that's the way all the dames are.
And, Miss Gibbs is no different?
Oh, sure, Prof, sure. She's plenty different, all right. About everything but guys. She used to be nuts about that jerk Johnny Keith.
She was engaged to him once, Freddy, before Johnny was married.
Yeah, I know. I heard all about that, Prof, but... Well, she's getting along okay without him now, ain't she? Now you're her ball of fire. Next it'll be somebody else.
Oh, it will. You know who?
No, but I got my ideas. Well, Prof, here's Gibbsy's. I guess I better scram in with the package.
You don't think I should come in with you?
Sure, if you wanna. And if you and Gibbsy don't try to force that piano course at the university on me.
No, we won't try to force anything on you, Freddy.
Okay.
And, in fact, I don't think I'll bother Miss Gibbs about anything tonight.
Why not?
Well, look up there on the porch sitting in the swing.
Hmm?
Miss Gibbs and Johnny Keith.
Keith? Hey, Prof, it is that jerk, Keith. Look, I never liked that guy. And I got an idea that maybe this is going to make me do something about it.
Why does Freddy object so strenuously to Penny seeing Johnny Keith? And who does he think Penny will be in love with one of these days? Is Freddy thinking of himself? Is he in love with Penny? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Heart in Harmony. You know, just like you, the folks at your neighborhood Kroger's store are looking forward to the return of wonderfully delicious Kroger Tenderay beef. And it's hoped that soon they'll be able to fill your orders for famous Kroger Tenderay beef. But remember, when you do get beef these days at your Kroger store, you're getting the very best beef that's available on the market today. Another thing worth remembering about your Kroger store is the wide selection you'll find there of fine meat. Seafoods with a rich ocean fresh flavor and plump country-tasting poultry. And you'll find, too, that they're priced for real thrift. So for the finest in foods, go to your neighborhood Kroger store.